We are reading from 16th chapter today, the divine and demoniac qualities. Verse 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yaha Shastravidim Utsrujya Vartate Kamakarata Nasa Siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. This is two line verses in Sanskrit. They are in Anushtubh lyric. And this lyric in the whole music science is known for devotion. The devotional service multiplies by this lyric. And it is like this, you know. Please repeat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yaha Shastravidim Usrujya. Shastravidim Usrujya. Vartate Kamakarata.
Vartate Kamakarata.
Nasa Siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. Yaha Shastravidim Usrujya. Vartate Kamakarata. Nasa Siddhim avapnoti sukham na param gatim. Yaha Shastravidim Usrujya. Vartate Kamakarata. Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti. Na sukham na param gatim. Yaha Shastravidim Usrujya. Vartate Kamakarata. Very good. Very good.
Anna
let him yeah anyone who Shastra with him the regulations of the scriptures Utsrucha giving up Vartate remains Kamakarataha acting whimsically in lust Na never Saha he Siddhim perfection Avapnoti achieves Na never Sukham happiness Na never Param the supreme Gatim perfection of stage. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, please repeat. He who discards scriptural intentions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. It's only one sentence. Please, you have to learn and recite without. You don't have books anyway. So you have to recite the translation. It's very easy. He who discards scriptural injunctions. This is the first part. Who you discard the scriptural injunctions. And acts according to his own whims. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims. We repeat. It's very easy. Yes. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims. There are two parts, isn't it? One is discarding the scriptural injunctions and on the other side acts according to his own whims. It's very clear, isn't it? Repeat, please. One who discards. You're looking. You don't have to look. Lovely, lovely. You don't eat physically. He, one who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims. Yes, you can repeat.
He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims.
That's it, very nice. Half the sentence you got. Again, one who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness. Attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. The second half of the sentence gives the effect. The first half of the sentence describes one who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. It's very easy. Who will repeat? Yes. Yes.
One who discards the scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims will attain neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination.
That's it. Very good. Yeah, who will repeat?
One who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither happiness nor perfection nor the supreme destination.
This is our condition. We discard scriptural injunctions and acts according to our own whims. Very nice words. Prabhupada uses very exact words. He was always telling you when he was with us, he was telling that, please relieve me of the administrative duty. I have to meditate on each word. And this is a meditation. Please, we should try to engrave these words in our neurological minds and purify it in a very easy to understand. One who discards scriptural injunctions and then acts according to his own concocted ideas, attains neither perfection, siddhim, nor happiness, sukham, and param gatim, the supreme destination. Please remember, again repeat. Who will repeat? Easy. Your batteries are down. Come on, loudly. Very good, very nice. Yes.
Discard. And act according to his own will.
Yes.
Neither attains perfection.
Supreme destination. Now please hear the purport written by Prabhupada and then we'll see what is to be understood. As described before, the Shastra Vidhi, or the direction of the Shastras, is given to the different castes and orders of human society. Everyone is expected to follow these rules and regulations. If one does not follow them and acts whimsically, according to his lust, greed and desire, then he never will be perfect in his life. In other words, a man may theoretically know all these things, but if he does not apply them in his own life, then he is to be known as the lowest of mankind. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and to follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself but even if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles and ultimately does not come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. And even if he accepts the existence of God, if he does not engage himself in the service of the Lord, his attempts are spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. The word kama karataha is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in lust. He knows that this is forbidden, but still he acts. This is called acting whimsically. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. The human life is specially meant for purifying one's existence, and one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain the real stage of happiness. Jaya Shri Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada is quite clear, you know. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nittam
Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
ಕರ್ಣೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ದದಾತಿ ಸುಖದಾಯಕ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪಾದ ಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಧಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ ತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸ್ವಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದೀನಾನಂದೇ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಪ್ತಗಂಜನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನಂಸುತೆ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ವಂಶಾಕೃಪತರುಭ್ಯಃ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯಃ ಪತಿತಾನ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದೇವೋ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಶಾಂತಾಕಾರಂ ಭುಜಗಶಯನಂ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭಂ ಸುರೇಶಂ ವಿಶ್ವಾಧಾರಂ ಗಗನಸದೃಶಂ ಮೇಘವರ್ಣಂ ಶುಭಾಂಗಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಕಾಂತಂ ಕಮಲನಯನಂ ಯೋಗಿಭಿರ್ಧ್ಯಾನಗಮ್ಯಂ ವಂದೇ ವಿಷ್ಣುಂ ಭವಭಯಹರಂ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕೈಕನಾಥಂ
This world summarizes our own existence. The same time, it guides us practically what is our duty and how we are behaving ourselves. The important thing is to remember that these basic scriptures, particularly Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and chanting particularly, is meant for guiding the humanity at large for day-to-day life. It's highly practical science. If you want to go to the fourth floor, from ground floor, then we have stairs, you know, to go up, and we have lift also. So the same person will just take a lift and go up immediately. This is like that. As soon as you come to here, immediately from the ground floor, you are picked up to the spiritual realm. We cannot ignore the ground floor because we have the basic material ingredients in our body. And those are five as we know. Bhumi, Apa, Nala, Vayu, come. The five. Earth, there is earth in our body. There is water in our body. Fire in our body. Air and ether. The five basic elements. And because we have the gross elements in our body, however hard we try, we cannot forsake our body and go higher up. So we have to find out some ways in which practically we can raise ourselves. And herein the Shastras have an important role to play in our life. Once we understand this, then we, every living entity, being spiritual and the body, not the body. I can move my hand, it's need none of the capacity of blood, bones and all the material ingredients to move. It has to have the spiritual spark in it. As when the soul and super soul leaves the body is the same, but even then it cannot move. The movement is the sole proprietor, these movements, sole proprietorship belongs to the spiritual spark. And this spiritual spark cannot survive on its own because it's very tiny. So it has to have the help, continuous help from the supreme spark. Otherwise it can never survive. The soul and the super soul are in, situated in our hearts. Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto. Radhi means in the heart. Sarvasya, in everybody's heart, I am situated, we know that. And because the super soul is there with the soul, it continuously guides the soul how to behave in this world. It's only when we ignore the voice of super soul that I am here in difficulty. And super soul voice outwardly is expressed by these scriptures. So it has some do's and don'ts if you want to be happy in this world. It's like that, you know, suppose you buy new camera, then it may be Canon company. So the company of the camera will issue the booklet with it. If you follow the booklet, then camera you can operate very nicely, you get nice pictures. If out of arrogance, if you discard the booklet, you may break the camera or the pictures will not be according to the expectation. The same way, this body is created by Krishna and he knows how this body behaves, should behave in this world so that the life will be happy. So he has issued the booklet, it is Bhagavad Gita. And the further studies of Bhagavad Gita is very nicely in detail given in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary science. And on some or the other, this scripture is very, very popular all over the world. Before Srila Prabhupada translated, there were near 400 translations of these scriptures outside India. And everybody was attracted to this literature because it gives the practical instructions. That is Shastra Vidhi. The injunctions are Sastra, Shastra. And as we saw, that one who disregards the injunctions of Shastra, scriptural evidence, and acts whimsically according to his own sense gratification, then he cannot attain perfection. He is not happy and he cannot attain the supreme destination. It's very easy to understand. Then the question comes that what the Shastra, what is the injunctions of Shastra? This is, in front of us there is a question. I want to behave according to the injunctions of the Shastra, so I must know it. These injunctions are given in the pages of these scriptures, so that we can have healthy living. First, our body must be healthy. That's the first requirement. Unless the body is healthy, the pressure is normal, the circulation is going on all right, the digestion is going on all right, the kidneys are working, then only we can sit here and think about our own destination. And this whole function of the body requires a peace of mind. Mind is the controlling unit of the whole body. And unless this controlling unit is peaceful, mano rajan prasidati, man must be prasidati, mind must be satisfied, then only the body can function in order. And the mind is unsteady, and unsatisfied, then the whole body and the life becomes unsteady and unsatisfied. And we want to escape that unsteady situation. That's why we have these places wherein we come, at least for 1 hour, our mind is steady. In Bhagavatam, the formula is given how the mind will be prasidhata. Manav Rajan prasidhati, this is the last sentence. He says in 3 lines, Yaha Shastra Vidhim Yaha Swadharmena Nirashihi Siddhayanvitaha Bhajate Sanakaistasya Manav Rajan prasidhati. This is the injunction. That those people, yaha, shastra vidhin, those people, swadharmena, those who execute their own prescribed duties, this is our practical instruction. The prescribed duties must be performed immaculately well. Whichever field we are working, I don't know, we are differently situated in the material world. There are so many types of work available, but whichever work you are doing should be immaculately performed. We should be sincere workers and not the shirkers. The shirkers cannot attend anything in this life. And what is prescribed duty then? The question comes. So according to scriptures, and if we see practically, it is so. Our whole life in this age, Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and misunderstanding, is supposed to be 100 years. But we see that we are short-lived. We see that we are quarrelsome. We see that we are lazy. We see that we are misguided. We feel that we are unlucky. And on top of these 5 things, again we are completely disturbed all the time. This is our position in this age. But these shastras, they try lovingly to take you out of these inabilities. That is the injunctions of the Shastra. He says, son or daughter, whatever, you please, if you want to get out of these things, then perform your duty very nicely. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jayaviya karmanam. Niyatam kuru karmatvam, niyat karma, the prescribed duty must be performed very nicely. And prescribed duty, if you perform nicely, there will be continuous flow of Lakshmi in your life. And if the continuous flow of Lakshmi is there, you can spare 1 hour here to hear about the scriptures. If you are worried about your own bread, you can never understand these things. This is the practical point. No shastras, no scriptures say that you should leave everything and run away. No. But even then, there are few living entities who are misfits into the society. However they try hard, they cannot fit into the society, like a square peg in a round hole. However hard you try to fix, it won't be fixed. So for them, the renunciation is the best thing. Anyway, they are not able to fit into it. So please renounce and come to these places to serve. This is the main thing to understand. Otherwise, Shastras, as I told you, they are very practical. And completely, in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, it is definitely decided that according to the spiritual divisions of our own life, we are divided into 4, 25 years division each. First 25 years, we obtain knowledge. Nowadays, we have to obtain knowledge to qualify ourselves materially. Formerly, it was very nice that they were going to the Gurukuls and they will obtain the knowledge of supremacy of truth. Even now it is needed. But material knowledge also is needed. You have to fit into the society. So then, once you complete 25 years of knowledge or whatever, then if you cannot control your senses, then you are allowed to legally marry. Now legalized sense gratification. In marriage you may have children, you may earn money, you may help all the other ashramas, and then after 50 years or 55 years, you should slowly and gradually retire from all the worldly things. And in this situation, try to increase the supreme destination. Savai Pusam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshati. This is our supreme religion, supreme duty is to perform the devotional service of the Absolute Truth, Krishna. Millions of names he has. Any name you can think about and try to perform the supreme devotional service. Service should be there. Unless you perform some type of service, even your Grihastha ashram is a failure. The second ashram, the second 25 years in which you are married or you are working or earning money or whatever, it should be performed very nicely. As soon as you have been successful there, then the retirement will be all right. You will get pension or you might have already earned money so that you can rely on. So third ashram also goes very nicely. But then in the third ashram, you are increasing the knowledge of the scriptures, going to the supreme destination, and increasing your sincere devotional service. Then if you have survived after 60, 70 years, 75 years, then please renounce before Yamaraj forces you to renounce. Otherwise, anyway, you cannot have anything with you. The time is bound to come. Today your heads are black, tomorrow it will be mixed black and grey, and soon it will be completely grey. At this stage, we must renounce, otherwise in the end, we will be forced to renounce. If Yamaraj arrives and you are on that bed, you cannot tell him that just hold on for a second, I am coming from NZ, what is it, New Zealand Bank? NZ. Australia and New Zealand. Bay together, Toronto together. Is it NZ? NZ, is it? Would he agree? Would Yamaraj agree?
No.
No, Rupa. Right. Well, yes or no? You are on that bed, lying, and say, wait, wait, I'm coming from ANZ. He said, forget, rascal. You didn't do so far anything, now come with me. Your account is my account. Yes. And everything will be snatched from you. Your body is also snatched in the end. You cannot have anything. Better, during the lifetime, we try to cultivate some charitable disposition, and particularly after renunciation, we should try to live. Otherwise you are going to force. And if you are attached till the end of your life, the death will be very horrible. Because you don't want to die and you have to die. And the struggle goes on. Now there was a Prime Minister Churchill in England and he was in coma for 6 months. So devotees there, when Prabhupada was there, devotees went to Prabhupada and said, this British Prime Minister, neither he survived nor is dead. He said, what's happened? He is coma. Yes. He says his file with Yamaraj is very big. So Yamaraj is sorting out his body, you see. So do anything and everything. Don't increase your file with Yamaraj. Otherwise death will be horrible. These are the spiritual divisions. Then for the practical divisions, we have four social divisions. And the four social divisions, in one form or the other form, we are following these things even now. The first division is the intelligent class, Brahmanas. Every society has intelligent class. They guide the lower classes. Then second is military class, Kshatriya. They look after the protection. The third one is the business class, cow protection, etc. This is third class. And then the fourth one, fourth division, social division, is Shudras, that is, they only serve lowest. So these are the four varnas and four ashrams. And if you follow these duties, you must belong to one ashram and one varna. If you are in intelligent class, and if you are in a first ashram, then your special duty is to study in the high school or college or whatever. But to function in these eight divisions, one strong ashram must be there, and that is Grihastha ashram. If Grihastha ashram is strong, then all other things fall into order. Because in that ashram only, you are allowed to have a bit of sense gratification and earning money. So if you are well situated, then you look after your own children. There is brahmacharya is taken care of. Then you can take care of the vanaprasthis, those who are retired, or sannyasis or renunciates order. So grihastha ashram must be ideally followed. This is the problem in the modern society. And day by day, it is going worse. We were in Minneapolis recently, in America, and there was an initiation program. So one boy came, and he was to be initiated. So I asked him to invite his father and mother, so they can see what is going on. So he said, I have four fathers and four mothers. Whom do you want? I don't, you know, your father and mother, I don't know. This is the completely degraded situation we are in. Please, please, please. Whatever has happened, has happened. But now you should worry about your own children. That place, if you really love your children, as we claim, minimum you should give is a real mother and father to them. Children become mental. They want the love of mother and father both. And if one is missing, he is half untrained in stars. And because of that, they become problem children. And in the whole of life, they also treat anybody in any way. They don't know the scriptures. They don't want to know. We are very lucky to come under the roof of Srila Prabhupada. And here he is the saint who has guided us practically through these pages. That you please don't worry. You are a jivas. Your real life is spiritual life. Bodily life is temporary life. Not only temporary, but if you don't allow yourself to be guided by the scriptures or Krishna himself, Krishna consciousness, then you will be miserable. Therefore, he is the first saint who told us this. And he is the first saint who has not given you only philosophy. He has given the practical side also. And we are now large communities who are following these divisions, the eight divisions. And the other day we were in America, and there is Alaska in Florida, near Disneyland. And there we have nearly 2,000 families, Vaishnava families staying, American Vaishnava families. And there are nice temple there. Everybody visits temple daily, occasionally. Celebrations are going on. And the whole life is situated around the temple. There is somewhere to go to. There is somewhere, something to hear. Otherwise to hear also is impossible. Anywhere you go, hear from a scratch. There is no place whether you can go and sit silently like this and hear the things which are worth hearing. This is his gift. We are indebted to him life after life. In one go, by giving these sacred methods, he has completely purified our for the millions of generations who are going to come. These temple communities are here to stay at least for 10,000 years. And please, I will request you that come to this place, make your life very successful. Take some small books written by Prabhupada and it will give you the eternal instructions within a very nutshell. And if you can abide by these instructions, your life cannot go wrong. Otherwise, nasasiddhim, na sukham, na param gatim. If you don't follow this, then perfection is absent. Sukham is not there, happiness is not there. What to talk of the supreme destination? All these become aliens to us. Here, right near your door, the place is here. The books are available. Our boys daily go in this cold also to distribute the books. Please have some small books and keep one small book written by Prabhupada in your purse daily. And whenever you get time, in bus or wherever, you please open it and go through one paragraph, it will guide you. This is Shastra Vidhi. And if you search, if you give it up, this, then our animal, our life is less than an animal. Donkey and donkey, don't donkey, what is seen in India so many? Do you see? Do you remember the scene, donkeys?
Sorry?
Donkeys.
Yes.
Ah, yes. You are qualified. This donkey is a celebrated fool animal in the animal kingdom also. The horse knows that donkey is fool. The cow knows that donkey is fool. To that extent he is fool. But if you offer him a glass of beer, he will not touch. We come. Donkey doesn't drink, I drink. Less than any donkey. Our level completely goes down as soon as you don't hear the scriptures. Is it very difficult to understand this? Just you come to the temple life, just you see all these young devotees, I am staying with them, they are up at 3:30. 4:30 they are ready here before Krishna, having performed Mangala Aarti. And we also sing Aarti daily, but we sing through nose. They sing through mouth. So please stop this nose singing. Get up. Throw yourself out of the bed. According to your work, you must fix the time. We are here 4:30. These boys are tired for the whole day. They go out to distribute the books. And even then at 3:30 they are up. And see their faces. See Nimai how he glows. And this boy was 4 years in Gurukul in Mayapur. No electricity. Not good roads. All mud. Ganges water. No purifiers. No mineral water. Nothing at all. Our dhotis are also washed in India in mineral water. We don't bottle. Please. And that is regarded as the third world. And our Britain is the first world. 7 times the water is recycled. We don't know what we are drinking. And that is first world. I told you, have your first world. Let me go to third world. At least I don't drink purified urine. Please. See, excuse us. But this is what we do. And this fresh sunshine is there. Daily, we never tell that it is a golden day. I mean daily golden day. We don't talk weather. Our seasons are fixed. In a day here 3-4 seasons you can have. Any sample. please. We can't criticize these countries. But the thing is, our degraded life has given so much disparity in the weather patterns also. Here it's not bad really. But in England, 9 months it is cold. And in winter particularly, there is no daylight. At 10 o'clock you may have twilight, then 3 o'clock again dark. It's dark, damp, rain, cold, everything, whatever there is, hell, everything is present in London. And we are very proud I am coming from London. Frankly speaking, the living entities whom Krishna wants to condemn, they are sent to London. Go and sleep there. Please. But Prabhupada is everywhere, fortunately. In London, so we have fine temples, and 4:30 they get up. For them, there is no London. For them, there is no disparity of the climate. They don't worry about it. Otherwise, you go outside, today is very bad weather. Today is very good. Today is sunny. They only talk about the weather, nothing else. Please. Scriptures say, just talk about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, and you will be healthy. In London also, the devotees are there, and nearly 200 devotees stay in the temple. They all are up at 3:30. 4:30 they are in the Mangalati. For them, at 4:30, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, rush hour. If you are not careful, you will fall down on the floor in the temple. So many people are running around here. Please, please, this is life. As soon as you come to Krishna, there is blood circulation going on very fast. But as soon as you remember Krishna, you have to be up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. So getting up means circulation is going on. You sleep in the bed and the circulation is very slow. And there is, because of the pressure of the body, heavy body, again some circulation stops. This is a very serious effect on our health. Early to bed and early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. This is saying, if you want to be happy, you have to do this. This Shastravidhi. And from your own material life, you are just picked up and taken up to the highest realm near Krishna. This is Shastravidhi. And as soon as you follow these things, it's very easy to change our lifestyle and to have a very healthy life. The other day, when we were in America in Houston, the president came to me and he said, since last 27 years, I did not have any sickness and I don't have any in medical insurance. And even then I am happy. Other medical insurance are very costly. I don't know what system here is. But in America, medical insurance charges are very high. This is the way, I mean to say, to have nice health throughout our life. Otherwise, we are always sick. And sick means disease, isn't it? And it's very nicely said in the Shastra that if you are not at ease, that's why you are diseased. Ease, you know? E-A-S-E. And if you are not at ease, means you have to be diseased. So if you want to remove the disease, you have to have the ease. And these are the places where you can get ease. So why can't we come here? This is the thing. I mean to say the cure for the disease is to sit silent and meditate on Krishna. You come here, perform kirtan. Come here, chant rounds. Come here, hear the messages of Krishna. And that will definitely give you ease. Is it very difficult to understand this? If you don't come here, or if you don't follow the Shastras, you are dis-ease. Disease you have. And for these diseases, then we are run around like a mad person to the doctors and hospitals and this and that. and they hardly understand anything because whole complicated system is there. Actually the doctors were here. But frankly speaking, they know that they don't understand anything. They just carry on some experiments. I was in the hospital and then as soon as I was admitted, big syringe, they took blood, you know. And next day again she was there. So I told her that yesterday you had taken big syringe. What happened to that blood? She said, you don't want to get well. I told, forget about that. I'm asking about blood. He said, you don't have any right to ask. I told, I'm not asking you about your blood, I'm asking about mine. How can you say that I'm? You know, you're not going to get well. I don't know, it's not a question of getting well or not. But I'm just asking you answerably. She went away. Then the doctor came, he said, you must give her blood, yeah, you don't have any blood. I told, you are telling me I don't have any blood, so let me have whatever I have. Why do you want to get blood? These are very horrible experiences. Then by my side there was a man who was suffering from backache. And he was operated before he came, 3 months before he was operated, and again the same complaint was there. So he had to have again the lumbar puncture, just to know what is wrong in the spine. They have to lumbar puncture. It's a horrible way to diagnose. So he says, now they are coming today for lumbar puncture. So now what should I do? I told him, logically we can think that you already had lumbar puncture. Accordingly, you are operated and again you are here. So again, what is the guarantee that this lumbar puncture will be all right? He said, what should be done? I just put on the suits and just walk. And he did it. And they all came in the lumbar puncture and big needle. Where is John? Please, the point is that we are honestly putting ourselves in difficulty. I mean to say, when the emergency is there, we may have to take help, but generally we should not do it. And this is because we don't follow the Shastra Vidhi. The injunctions are in front of us. Get up early and go to bed early. This is injunction. And as soon as you follow this rule, all other things fall in order. The way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. We want wealth also. We want happiness also. We want a healthy life also. And wisdom also. Everything by this one injection of the Shastra you can attain. How much more that if you go in directly to Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and try to read, try to understand and try to put into practice, how much happy you will be. Please consider these things and follow to the best of your ability. We must stop here. Hare Krishna. Yes, the Prabhupada ki. Any questions? Have you any? Jai, the Prabhupada ki. Jai.